I think breakfast sometimes gets short shrift, don't you?
It does at my house.
But you know, sometimes a good breakfast can make your day.
Yeah, every now and then I do go out and have the whole hog, almost, because I do like my bacon.
Me too.
You know, maybe on a weekend, it's fun to go out and have a more substantial breakfast.
Bacon.
a favorite place of mine was All American Cafe. Little tiny place. In fact, there were more seats outside than there were inside. Part of the charm of it. Well, they grew and moved into a larger place that actually had no outdoor seating. And unfortunately, they closed a few months ago.
That's a shame. I remember that place on Cayley and Fern Creek. It
yeah.
was sort of a funky little place with tarps outside for all of the seating and
right.
great food.
Right. Yeah. Very, very good food. But it now sort of lives on. What's happened is just a few doors down on Curry Ford Road is Holy Smoke Barbecue. We've talked about Holy Smoke Barbecue in the past.
Yes.
They had a very shaky beginning. Got better with their barbecue. Still maybe have a few things to fix yet, but they did not do breakfast. And so what they did was they took basically the All-American Cafe crew and brought them in. And in essence, they're recreating All-American Cafe there in the morning.
Huh.
And I went the other day and tried it, and it's really terrific. They have the breakfast buffet, which was never one of my favorites. I always like to order off the menu. You're going to find your biscuits and gravy, good biscuits, nice, light, fluffy biscuits, bacon.
Bacon.
You'll have bacon, ham, big slices of ham.
Wow.
Yeah, and scrambled eggs. I'd rather have somebody whip me up a nice omelet. And they do that there.
Oh, what a fun little arrangement.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the All-American Cafe without calling it that in the morning, and then Holy Smoke Barbecue in the afternoon and evening.
Right.
Okay. What other breakfast places should we try out?
You know, we lost another breakfast place in South Orlando. It was called Clarkie's. It was there for decades.
On South Orange.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
And they fell victim to the wah-wah-fication of Central Florida. It's being demolished.
Oh, that place was an institution,
it
Clarkie's.
Was. Yeah, it had been there for a long time. But a couple of places have stepped in to fill that little void with bacon.
Bacon.
but they're chains. So, you know, not a charm of an All-American Cafe. Or Jack and Mary's, a favorite place of mine that's over on the east side of town. We don't just have breakfast in South Orlando. But you've got a new chain in town called The Egg and I, along the avenues of a First Watch or Peach Valley Cafe, which has also opened up right across the street, actually, from where Clarkie's used to be. And Peach Valley Cafe is a local chain. The first one that they brought into this area was in Lake Mary Heathrow, and I really, really like that one. This one, I think they're just not trying hard enough at this one, so I'm not ready to recommend it. I had better food at the Egg and I, but better service at Peach Valley Cafe.
Okay.
But I can get both by going to Holy Smoke and having the All-American Breakfast Crew. And you know what you can get there?
What?
Bacon.
Bacon. That sounds good to me. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.